But maybe we could start trying to work towards the KPFA format where we have the, like KPFD did this last week, where we have the lines for previous year budgeting line items and how we can compare not just listener support, but what I'm struggling with is that we're having difficulty comparing a lot of things. And perhaps we could get a different format before we had any further discussion.
I think that format has been available, and it's probably on an earlier spreadsheet that was sent out. So it may not be...
Well, Grace, what I did last week is I just sent Dwayne KPFA's budget, and I said, I want this. And that's how he emailed us what he emailed it. It's still not as detailed as KPFA in some respects, but he did... add a lot more information, and maybe we could do the same with the finance staff at KPFK. If we could just say we'd like this format, would that be too difficult to do, and see if we could get something that's in a little different format for next week.
I have a question.
Would that be possible?
This is Nicole. I can have the national office and also the business manager from A contact the business manager at K as well, and Grace, we're available too for any vetting or whatever when you get together as well. Loop in the national office if you want to.
This is Arpal. Arpal has a question.
Arpal.
Yeah.
And then Jamie too.
This has gotten to one of my questions I've had. Do the general managers each see these budgets that the others are putting out? Because these look different, and the BAI draft we got in July looks very different, and so I'm wondering if these different GMs see what the other GMs are doing, and, you know, so that they get an idea of what's expected and what we're all trending towards.
Mike, I can speak to that.
Nicole?
This is Nicole, yeah. We've been actually working with Tony and putting it into a spreadsheet form, and it's basically going to be like the one of the national office, and it will have some comparisons. And we've been working on that since the middle of last week. So that is coming. And then that's a really good question. Remember, I'm new to this process as well. And I think what we can do, you know, one of the items that we've talked about a lot is centralizing the accounting and the reporting. And a couple of the business managers really understand that, and centralizing the kind of format we use and everything. So this is a good sign. I think that going through this budget-making process, we would all appreciate that, a more uniform format. And, you know, we'll try to facilitate that in any way we can.
That'd be great.
Ultimately, I think it would be good, yeah, that whatever board package that the board gets for budgets to be passed should also be given to the station management so they can see the entire network.
Well, I agree, Nicole. I think that what is important, if we can initiate, I think we've initiated some budgetary review changes already this year, but if we could come off at the end of this year of having reviewed, formulated, and vetted budgets from each unit that essentially follow a near identical format that focuses on the information that obviously the committee has been aiming at, I think that would be a good thing for, you know, for the future as well. So why don't we do that? Jamie, you had a comment.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. I had a couple of comments, actually. First, I wanted to respond to your comment, Mike, about what they're predicting for the upcoming year based on what they did in the past year. And you, I believe, were referring to the development worksheet cells, columns O and P, row 8 and 9, and you said it was $3.129 million in 2008 and $3.128 million in 2009. I believe this is a confusing sheet, but I believe the correct row to understand to compare 08 and 09 in this development worksheet is row 12, where it predicts $3.1 million in fund drive income in 08 versus $2.8 million in 2009. So there is definitely a big step down in expectation in 2009. If I think, I'm not sure if that's what you were referring to, but...
No, I see your point. I think it's a, I mean, I think we ought to get that clarified.
Right. And the other point I wanted to make is just, you know, people should know that this FY09 budget does have a lot of spending cuts in it. I mean, I certainly had some questions about it, but it does seem true that KPFK has, you know, made a good effort to cut spending and bring home a smaller budget. For example, the budgeted for 09 total salary is $1.549 million, and let's see, for 08 it was more closer to, hold on one sec, it was $1.9 million versus $1.55. So that's a big step down.
It would be easier to be able to have this in a format that we could quickly...
Yes, my last comment is I agree with you 100%. It'd be nice to have the format very, so we could just figure it out without having to...
You know, we had a side-by-side...
Year-by-year.
Year-by-year spreadsheet, and I'm looking through my past emails. I can't seem to find it.
Well, let's see if we can't make that happen for next week, and in terms of some additional question and answers, maybe we ought to do the same thing next week that we're going to do with T.
Okay.
Can we get somebody from K on the phone? GM?
Mike, I can arrange that. Who would you like?
The general manager? Isn't that who we'd want?
Okay, the GM. Do you want the business manager, too, or the GM? Just the GM.
I think the business manager has been there longer, and our LSC and finance committee has worked for such a long time with the business manager. He's the most familiar with the budget spreadsheets and would be the most qualified to respond to specific questions.
Well, how about both, then?
Yeah, why don't we do both?
Yeah.
And that would be 5:30 PST.
Yes.
Got it.
Okay, so we're going to carry the K budget with more work to do and hopefully a new format so that we can look at some of these issues next week. If there's no objections, we'll move on to the WBAI budget. And I think the question here is, I think that the key point that I'd like to focus in on is that I repeatedly hear criticisms, especially at national board meetings, that we're not focusing in on WBAI quickly enough. And I can't argue with those criticisms because they're valid, but we don't have anything, and it's a critical issue at this point. And Nicole, where are we, and what expectations might we have for looking at a draft budget of some sort?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Alberto.
I've been on for a good little while now, and I hadn't chimed in, but I just want to, for the record, that I am present and listening in on the conversation.
Thanks, Alberto.
Sure.
Nicole? Are you still there? We may have lost Nicole. Well, if Nicole's not on the line, let me ask the question of R. Paul and Jamie. What are you guys struggling with over there on the East Coast?
That's too broad a question.
Well, really what we're interested in is the status of the budget in terms of its draft form. Is it at Finance Committee like it is in Washington, or is it not at Finance Committee? What's the status of the LSB? When are we going to see something, because we're running out of time?
These are our questions, too. We saw a draft budget, which was handed out on paper on July. I got to flip a calendar here. On July 22nd. July 22nd, we saw the first draft of it, and we talked about it. And that was in the Finance Committee. And we talked about it, and there were some suggestions and some non-agreement. And then it came the next night, the 23rd, to the LSB as a draft, and the general manager made a presentation of something like 40 to 60 minutes about it, and we talked a little bit about it generally there. We have had some Finance Committee meetings since then, and the general manager says he has incorporated some of the suggestions we had made, and he's going to get it to us. Right now, we are waiting on definite word of when he'll be able to get it to us so that I can call a finance committee meeting with 7 days' notice. I'm anticipating that the week of the 24th, we'll see us having a finance committee meeting. The WBAI-LSB is set to meet on September 3rd, and it would be good if we could do the budget then. We have meetings on September 3rd and September 17th, and it would be good if we could get all that stuff then, and I hope we will, but I haven't seen anything on paper since the first draft budget.
I'm sorry, everybody. I got cut off.
It's okay, Nicole. You'll be up next.
I am so sorry.
But let me ask a question of Sherry first. Sherry, when's the PNB meeting in September?
It's September 18th.
Okay. All right. Our Paul, we've got to vet this budget well before September 18th. Nicole, the question on the table is, we don't even, I mean, where is WBAI's budget?
Right. I'm sorry, Mike. I was blabbing on and on and on, and I didn't realize I had been cut off. I tell you, the iPhone, not what it is cut out to be. Okay, scroll back. Excuse me, everyone. Okay, scrolling back. We have been working very hard with the general manager at WBAI for the last week and a half. We've got it into a good format now, the standard format, which we've been using for the national office budget, which all of you have. So that's the format it will come in. We can add to that, but there is a dearth of information. We have the fourth iteration now that national staff has been working very closely with the GM on, and now the business manager is part of it. And I would say, you know, I don't want to put words in staff's mouth, but we will shoot for close of business Wednesday. As I was blabbing on about, it does dovetail into contingency plans, which, however, at this point, we only have 6 weeks left, less than that in the fiscal year. So really, all the contingency planning is becoming not short-term, but now-term. What more can I say? It's complex. There's a lot of contingencies around WBAI that we don't have an exact dollar amount for. We're doing our best to be reality-based, and we're working. It's being worked on.
Nicole, is it going to come in balanced?
It has to.
Are you going to be able to provide, in terms of format, the historical changes from 2007, 2008 to 2009?
Well, see, I'll do my best. Let me touch base with the staff tomorrow.
Okay.
I know that.
Was there a question?
Well, my question is when we're going to see it.
And Brian, we'll just send whatever we have by close of business Wednesday. Would that be okay?
Okay, so then we could schedule a meeting for Monday to look at it.
Hey, Brian, can you run the meeting for a second? Brian, can you run the meeting for the second? Somebody just turned on my alarm in my building.
Sure.
The cop will show up if I go turn it off. Hold on.
All right, start the rumor mill, folks. Mike Martin's getting arrested.
Let's speculate on the crime.
So, Nicole, if we schedule the meeting for Monday, we can count on having something from WBAI to start chewing on?
Yes. I don't know if you can count on having me. I will be there for a bit. That'll be the DNC, not the broadcast, but that's the Sunday night before. Monday will be the broadcast. By Monday night for your discussion, you will have something from WBAI. Whether the LSB Finance Committee and or entire LSB, I mean, I'm sure that once we send something forward to NFC, we would do the same thing would happen. I'm not real clear on what's going on the ground with the local.
My concern is that we have adequate time to vet it because every budget we've gotten so far, we've kicked back for more detail. We haven't disposed of it in one meeting, which is good. but we need to make sure we have the time to do that with BAI, because I think of all the units in the network, that's the source of the greatest concern right now.
I would agree with you.
And at a certain point, if the local station board there is way behind schedule, we can't let that trip us up. We can't let it keep us from doing our diligence. I mean, we can't be hostage to someone else's timeline here. We have to start chewing on the budget.
Right, especially with a PMB meeting around the corner.
Right.
So that said, we'll try to get something out, close the business to the NFC. I'll leave it upon local station management to know what's going on the ground with regard to the LSD and getting that out as well.
May I say something, Mark Paul?
Please.
Okay. Yeah, I guess you're off there when I said we have been waiting to get this thing for a while, and we need to see it. I know I am personally concerned about the possibility of the LSD not being able to fulfill its fiduciary responsibility as per the bylaws in terms of approving the budget. I am really wanting the Finance Committee and the LSD to be able to look at this budget and go over it and know what it says, because it's our place, and we would like to, at very least, know exactly what management is doing, or planning to do, or thinking is going to happen. I'll point out that BAI has, the LSB, has had the budget taken out of its hands a number of times over the past few years. And I think that has been a part of the problems that we face, is that, let's just say some folks can say they've washed their hands of some things because they never got to see it. And this current LSB really wants to see the budget and wants to play its role and wants to be able to approve of it. So I for one would say that if we need like an emergency meeting at some point to just sit down and do the budget for a few hours in an LSB meeting, I would be willing as one of the officers to call such a meeting. And I suspect others would too. So we really do want to see this. This is a different LSB from what we've had in the past. It wants to do this job, and I hope we can get the stuff in time to go over it and get it back and do all the stuff we need to do with it. Thank you.
Paul, Mike's back on the line, and this is one of the issues that I think is critical. And I think what you need to be prepared to do from your end is suspend rules. You had earlier mentioned, 7-day notices and that kind of stuff. I mean, Robert's rules let you suspend rules for emergencies, and I mean, you're going to have to accelerate your process. When this draft budget gets done and Nicole gets it out, you guys need to meet on it and vet it as soon as possible. Otherwise, you're going to put the Pacifica National Board in a position of having to suspend rules, which I'm sure it will do. But we cannot be vetting the most critical. I mean, you got to understand, from at least from my perspective as the NFC chair, I'm catching a little heat at the PNB level, a little, and some of those people are on this committee for the fact that we're not moving forward on the WBAI budget. And while it's easier to get the other budgets done because they're ready to be presented and discussed, we've got to have an accelerated process here once Nicole gets that thing out on a piece of paper.
May I say something?
Sure.
This is Nicole. Thank you. I don't want it to be perceived at all that National is trying to keep some kind of budget away from the WBAI LSB. It is actually my understanding that the general manager, there were several attempted meetings with both the LSB Finance Committee and the LSB, and it couldn't get beyond even to drill down on the simple one that was first presented.
What?
Which wasn't really a budget, but just kind of rough outline. So I'm confused here, and I want to make it really clear that National is in no way impeding the progress. We've been the ones waiting and assisting. We've assisted with a template. We've assisted with daily contact. We've assisted with trying to figure out the contingency. So I don't want to log jam the process any more than it already is. I'm just trying to facilitate.
Sherry.
Could Paul reply to that?
Yeah, Paul, why don't you reply to that, and then Sherry.
Yeah, I wasn't saying National was holding things up or anything like that. My concern is the PNB perhaps rushing into things before the LSD even gets to see it, and I hope that won't happen. As for meetings of the BAI, LSB, and Finance Committee, the Finance Committee met on July 15th when we were expecting the budget. We didn't get it. We got it on at our meeting next week, July 22nd. On the 23rd, the LSB looked at that draft, which we've seen. The Finance Committee then met on August 6th, and it met, and the LSB met the next night and a week later, and we discussed the budget. The general manager has been at the Finance Committee meetings, and we have been there saying, you know, we want to see it. So I don't know about meetings not happening or something like that, but we've had a plethora of meetings, and we've been wanting to see all this. And I'll say this, if we can get a projection of when we might have something, I will start scheduling a meeting for next week, which is when we're going to be able to have it, to start looking at this stuff. I'm thinking maybe next Wednesday we'll have a Finance Committee meeting, if people can say we will definitely have stuff to look at.
Sherry?
Yeah. Hey, here's my experience in relationship to this. I understand how critical and difficult this situation is at WBAI, but it has been months and months and months of the board waiting for the budget. And a large part of the hole that we're in comes from issues related to WBAI. Part of the reason the network and the board, at least that was why those of us from KPFA certainly agreed to it, moved forward on the LOC and the other financial stabilizing measures that we wanted to engage in, certainly that would compromise KPFA eventually because it's its assets right now that are being used to secure the loans, was that we would have a budget, a balanced budget from WBAI, and that was, months ago, and we still don't, and I am quite concerned. I'm not accusing anybody on the phone. I'm just saying that I am really alarmed, and I don't know how many more meetings we're going to say, okay, in 2 weeks, okay, in 3 weeks, all right, now we have it coming in a week, and we keep extending the time, and I just need to say that I'm really troubled by this.
Paul, you need to make sure, and I'm sure you have, the LSB is aware of the fact that draft budgets were due on July 15th and final
Jamie?
Budgets were due on July 30th.
I reported this, yes. LSB.
Okay, well, those, you know, if our governance structure is to have any meaning, those deadlines, which were mandated by the NFC, have got to have some teeth to them. Jamie, did you want to say something?
Yeah, just to just to support our Paul's point. You know, the LSB, this delay is not due to the LSB. We actually, our Finance Committee discussed the budget in late July, and then we had an LSB meeting where we changed the agenda around so we could discuss the budget as it exists then. And ever since then, we've been hearing, well, it's being finalized, it's being worked on, you'll see it soon. You know, I agree that it is very late, and it, you know, as someone else said, it does concern me too. I don't quite understand why it's taking so long, but I guess there's a good reason for it. Anyway, I do hope that we see it next week. And I'm sure the LSB will deal with it once it becomes.
Well, and the reason
manifest.
This is important is that if there are going to be changes at WBAI as a result of budgetary issues, it would be nice if it came from the bottom up as opposed from the top down. And I say it would be nice. That's really the way it needs to be done. You guys need to take ownership of the future of the station. And so this is real critical. So, I mean, if you got to call, emergency meetings, call them now. Put it on the agenda. Set it up now, even if you don't have a budget, in anticipation of getting one, so that you can be ready to deal with it.
Thank you.
Any other comments on this?
Brian, this here. Is Grace.
Grace and then Brian.
Okay. I'd just like to very much second, third, and fourth what Sherry had to say and what Mike had to say. And I think it might be necessary for the Finance Committee to outline some of the potential consequences of a failure to get WBAI so that it's at least supporting itself. And I don't know if WBAI staff, management, and their LSB understand some of the options that may need to be put into play should they not come out, come together with a realistic budget.
Get your point, Grace. It would be an executive session discussion, and I appreciate your stopping at that point.
Yeah, no, but I mean, there has to be something that we can report out about the seriousness of the matter. That should be clear from the budget, the figures themselves of income and expenses. But possibly it's not as clear as it ought to be to the staff and management and LSP of WBAI.
Brian.
If we want to have a consequences discussion, then I would move that we reconvene in executive session, because I actually do think it's the appropriate juncture at which to have that. Speaking from historical perspective, what happened last year with WBAI's budget is we also got it very late. What we got was grossly inadequate, and we did not have time to deal with it. And the PNB wound up never approving a budget for WBAI, which let wildly out of balance spending continue and, you know, contribute greatly to the network being in the crisis it's in now.
Brian, can I ask you a question about that?
I can't troubleshoot whatever the local breakdown is there with producing a budget, but we need to start having the conversation about what we do if we don't get one.
What, and here, you bet your comment begs a question for us, though, because I just heard that for the first time a couple of days ago from another PNB member, and I was unaware of that. And I guess the question I have is, what have we just been operating on fictional assumptions for WBAI this whole year?
There's no formally approved budget. WBAI submitted a budget. We thought it was inadequate. We didn't really have time to deal with it. What we wound up passing was something saying, imposed the cuts that are in this budget, which it was clear at the time were not enough, and even those weren't implemented. You're under a wage freeze, you're under a hiring freeze, and you're under a discretionary spending freeze until you can rebudget and show us operating reserves at the end of your fiscal year in cash. And then some people on the national board from New York took objection to that, shot that down. They didn't vote through a budget either, so WBAI was just left in limbo. I mean, there was nothing formally in place restricting expenses at that station. And my impression was the interim manager wasn't looking to make any enemies by imposing any spending cuts on his way out the door. So, nothing.
Mike,
Jamie?
Point
yes,
of information.
Or who,
is that
Nicole?
Your executive director, yes. And I have to say that this is the first time that I have heard this.
Jamie, could I speak?
Well, let me ask, Nicole, did you have anything else?
No.
Jamie.
Yes, Brian is basically correct, and I believe I have the stuff written down on a website, which I can't access at this point because I don't have Internet, but I believe the same thing happened for fiscal year 2007 budget. A budget was proposed, but the National Board didn't really approve it, or it was approved it was approved with language something like, you can spend on this budget line for the next 2 months, but we expect you, WBAI management and national management, to come through with a revised budget and a recovery plan. And I believe in both years, no revised budget and no serious recovery plan ever came forward. So BAI was sort of left standing on this, as Brian correctly describes it, an unrealistic budget that didn't have the spending cuts needed to make it balanced. And sort of the PNB fell down the job both years. You know, by no revised budget was successfully demanded. Getting back to Brian's other point, I would second his idea that we go into closed session to discuss, you know, what happens if no BAI budget comes through. Because this is what happens. This has happened not only last year, but in years before that, the budget comes in late, and there's some assumptions that don't look right, but it's sort of, there's not much time to deal with it. And it gets dealt with by saying, well, we don't like it, but we're going to ask that you come with a recovery plan.
This is Campbell Johnson.
Campbell?
Let me ask you this. Did you get, and I can understand and appreciate what I'm sensing. You know, I'm feeling the executive session here. But what were the results like that were achieved by the station?
Bad.
It's bleeding $500,000 a year, and it's run out of its savings, so now it's bleeding the rest of the network's money.
Okay. Gotcha.
Been catastrophic, really.
Could I say something?
For almost 2 years.
Who was that? Sorry?
Paul?
R. Paul.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Campbell, were you finished?
Oh. Yeah, really. And from what I've heard, and you know, I didn't want to comment too much because, you know, I could kind of sense where things were going. It seems to me that we're very close to going to an executive session, I think.
R. Paul?
That's it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I will just say, just personally, last year's budget was not about finance, it was about politics, and that's the problem. As for executive session, maybe we could, I wish I could say some stuff about some of the things that go on in executive session, but I know I can't. Maybe we should go into executive session at some point and say, you know, let's be able to say this. So I would support the idea of an executive session on the topic that's been brought up, if we can bring something out that will enlighten folks.
All right, our Paul has moved for an executive session. Is there any objection? All right. Little light problem here. I didn't circulate the executive session code number.
Is it the same code we've been using?
It just recently changed. Sherry, I'm going to need your help on this one. I can recirculate it, but can you send it to me? Sherry, are you there?
Sorry, I am here. I just had muted myself. So.
Mike,
I will send it right now.